My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Radio 92.9 The Game, 982.9thegame.com. That's the kind of music you play during the summer, right? Outside.
Yeah.
But yet, not after tomorrow. As we sit here on September 1st, Sunday, tomorrow, September 2nd, Labor Day, the official end of the summer.
Put your white pants back in the closet.
Yeah, them days don't count no more, though. You can still wear them at Christmas time if you want. Because that was an old faux pas. That changed.
With them white pants in the
closet. Yeah, you can wear that. It's like the changing landscape of college football. Got all kinds of conferences and teams going all over the place here. Anyway, we say to you, good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning. Happy holiday weekend, Labor Day weekend, to those of you in Sandy Springs.
In Sandy Springs.
In beautiful Sandy Springs.
Hope they got that exit all straightened out there. As always,
what exit?
Roswell Road right now.
Oh, yeah. You got to start looking about 2 miles ahead of time now, because otherwise, next thing you know, I've missed that thing three, four times.
It'll do it to you.
And also, just like I said, this is going to be a packed 9 o'clock hour. We should bring our guest on right now so we can spend time talking to Dustin about the landscape of what's going on with NASCAR now that we are here in September.
And they're going to be coming here next
week. They'll be coming here next week. And by the way, we will have Brandon Hutchinson with us tomorrow from Atlanta Motor Speedway. Join us with big race weekend. But we say to you, good morning. Happy holiday weekend to Dustin. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good morning, guys. And I just say this about that song about life is a highway. No, don't put that song away just yet. After today, there's still 10 more weeks of racing in the NASCAR Cup Series. The regular season ends tonight at Darlington Raceway with the Southern 500. And then, as you noted, the playoffs begin next week in Atlanta. So it is still 1 week after another. Still a lot of racing left in the season, so don't put that song away just yet.
He is so good. Did you
see his life?
He is, I mean, just like jumped on what we said and turned it into a commercial and kept it relevant. We love you, Dustin.
That was one of outstanding.
We're going to switch song. We're going to get rid of that song, and we'll come back with, like, Sammy Hagar, I Can't Drive 55. Something like that.
There you go.
Well, to be correct, now it is the Cookout Southern 500. So what's on the menu up there, Dustin? What are they serving you in the media center?
Burgers.
Okay.
We haven't gotten the shakes yet, so maybe we'll get those later today.
Maybe so. We're down to the final week of the regular season, and before we get to the playoffs, there's still, you know, playoff spots to be decided, and the guy who's on the pole is somebody that everybody's going to be watching today, right?
Yeah, Bubba Wallace is in, you know, he's the first guy outside a playoff position, and he's 21 points out of a playoff position. So, you know, he needs to score enough points in each of the stages and at the end of the race to leapfrog either Chris Buescher, who's 21 points ahead, or Ty Gibbs, who's further ahead, or Martin Truex Jr. Realistically, it would be Chris Buescher. He's got to beat, or Bubba Wallace has to win this race. Now, he has not won at Darlington Raceway, but he comes into this weekend with four consecutive top 10 finishes at this track. And that is that's tied with William Byron and Brad Keselowski with the best active streak. So this is a good track for Bubba. Starting off on the pole is a great position for him. Now it's just, he talked about being excited about, what they were able to do, yesterday, but said, look, Sunday is another day and they have to pick it up. So he was excited at the moment, but he says, look, there's still business to do and I'm not messing around.
Listen, anytime there's an opportunity to talk about Bubba's boss and you look at this season, despite what happens today, how would you grade Jordan's season as far as a team owner?
Well, you look at it and he's a part owner of 2311 Racing with Denny Hamlin. So his two drivers are Bubba Wallace, as you noted, and Tyler Reddick. So going into today, Bubba's trying to get into the playoffs, but Tyler Reddick is in position to win the regular season championship. So he is the points leader going in today. Tyler Reddick has a 17-point lead on Kyle Larson and an 18-point lead on Chase Elliott. And even, Chase talked to us, the media, earlier this week and said, look, if everything goes about normal, it's going to be really tough to beat Tyler Reddick and win the regular season championship. So from that standpoint, Michael Jordan could be a part of a team. His team could win the regular season championship and, be a one or two seed going into the playoffs next week. And then it's just a matter of trying to see if they can get Bubba Wallace into the playoffs. Bubba's been on a hot streak lately. Slow start at the beginning of the year kind of put him a little bit behind, and that's why they're kind of having to dig out of things. And also recently, just, some of the unique winners. And you look back at last weekend, Harrison Burton winning at Daytona. Harrison was 34th in points, and so was not expected to be a playoff contender, and all of a sudden he wins at Daytona, and that takes a playoff spot, and that just moves the goalpost up. So it's like you're playing on a 100-yard field, and you're on the 40-yard line. You're thinking, hey, a couple more passes, and we're going to be in great position to score, and all of a sudden the rules change. Everything changes, and the goalposts now are 80 yards away, and you've just got that much more work to do. And that's kind of like what happened with Harrison Burton winning last week for, somebody like Bubba Wallace.
Spending time on the WaitForIt.com hotline this morning with Dustin Long, NBC Sports. He is social. You can find him at Dustin Long, all lowercase, at Dustin Long, all lowercase. Chase Elliott, and I was in on some of that with him earlier this week, and he talked about what he noticed in recent years with points at stage racing and how that has kind of impacted the way a lot of the drivers have been driving recent years in order to make it into the playoff picture.
Yeah, stage points are significant. Basically, for those who aren't familiar with the NASCAR races, it's basically almost like think of like a quarter break or a period break. They'll race to a certain point. I think tonight it's lap 115 at Darlington. They'll throw the caution. The top 10 will get points, 10 points for winning the stage, 1 point for 10th place. And also the winner of the stage gets a playoff point, which they can carry throughout the playoffs. Then they'll do it again. They'll have a second stage, and that'll be, I think, a lap 230 or so tonight. And they'll again award points for the top 10. And then you go all the way to the end of the race, and you have points based off how you finish at the end of the race. So how you score those stage points can make a significant impact. For example, a guy like Ross Chastain, who is 27 points out of the cut line, so he's just a little bit behind Bubba Wallace. Chastain's only scored about half a number of stage points that he had at this point last year, and that's one of the reasons why he is not in a playoff position. He talked about that with us yesterday. So the stage points are important, and when you watch the race tonight on USA Network, and the intensity will build up toward the end of the stages, because if you can get a chance to pass at one or two cars, that's another point or two, and that could be critical in making the playoffs or helping you advance in the playoffs once the playoffs begin next week in Atlanta.
Hey, Dustin, word came down that NASCAR is going to take their races down to Mexico City. I mean, not just have a race there, that's going to be one of those where points are involved. How do you feel about that?
Hey, that's a great thing for the sport. That's something that the sport has been looking at trying to do is expand beyond the borders of the U.S. They were talks about running a race in Canada. They've had talks the last couple of years. Those haven't been able to get finished and worked out. But I think you're going to see a race in Canada in the near future. And going down to Mexico City is something that I think that's an area they've looked at too, and just trying to expand the horizons of the sport. Now that being said, they're also still doing some things in the U.S. and obviously the Clash next year, which is the exhibition race that really kind of opens the season a couple weeks before the Daytona 500. The Clash is moving from Los Angeles to Bowman Gray Stadium in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. So going to a track that the NASCAR Cup Series used to race at. And then if you look at the other series, the Xfinity Series and the Truck Series, they're going to race next year on Easter weekend at Rockingham Speedway. And again, that's bringing, I think that's the first time the Xfinity Series will be back at Rockingham since 2004, and the first time for the truck since 2013. A lot of fans in the area have been clamoring, hey, what about, what about Rockingham, and look at the racing that it provided there in the past. So, while NASCAR expands internationally to Mexico City, and that's going to be a big race for the sport, for the Cup Series, first international points race since 1958, the sport's also looking at moving some races around in the U.S. and having a couple more in the Southeast with the Clash and Bowman Gray and the Xfinity trucks at Rockingham next year.
Also changing around the date for here in Atlanta, as we saw the schedule. I mean, it's going to be in the second race will be in June next year, and also be the first packet with the group of races that will be on TNT. And what this is going to be also the in-season playoff, I think, that starts our in-season like tournament. I think that's going to start.
I mean, think about how much fun it is in March with March Madness and college basketball, and how many people do brackets, and you put this team, and you pick this team. Maybe you're picking this team based on performance. Maybe you're picking it based off of mascots, or maybe you're picking this team because you hate the other team so much. But, NASCAR is going to try to take some of that concept and use it for racing next summer, beginning at Atlanta. And basically, they're going to set it up to a 32 driver bracket. And so it'll be one driver versus another. So, we'll see how it gets paired up, but Chase Elliott will be paired up against somebody else. And if Chase Elliott finishes better than that driver in that particular race, Chase Elliott advances to the next round. And if Chase Elliott is, in the next race fares better than that driver he's paired up against that time, he advances to the next round all the way to the finals. The winner will receive $1 million. So there's something at play for the drivers, and NASCAR's doing it because you look at the excitement of March Madness, and is there another way to kind of add a little bit more entertainment and kind of, further help draw fans into the sport, as, looking at, hey, my favorite driver against your favorite driver, and let's see how they do in this race. And another fun thing that NASCAR's trying to see how it works next year.
Dustin, one of the things we've been talking about over the last couple of years that NASCAR instituted was the new car, and we've talked all about that. Has there been any advances in anything new around the corner as far as safety that you could
share? Well, here's the way to look at it is yesterday at Darlington Raceway, I was there talking with Josh Berry, who had, last weekend at Daytona, his car got turned. He went upside down on his roof and slammed into the wall while upside down. And then spun like a top. And, in his interview with us on NBC Sports, immediately after getting out of the infield care center, he's like, hey, it's no big deal. Got out of it. I feel fine. And yesterday talked with him. He's like, yeah, I felt pretty good. And he's like, it wasn't until I got home and watched the last part of the race and saw that accident. I was like, wow, no wonder why everybody was concerned. I didn't think it was that big of a deal, in a sense. I mean, the idea of going upside down and hitting a wall, not being a big deal, but that's kind of where safety is at this point for the sport. Now, NASCAR will always say safety is a journey. It's not a destination. And that basically means is that you're not satisfied with safety. Just because Josh Berry got out of the car and said, hey, no big deal, that doesn't mean that there still can't be more things to be done to further help driver safety. You don't want to get in a situation where drivers are getting hurt, severely hurt, or even killed. So, that's something that NASCAR has put a tremendous amount of effort into. And, you see something like that and, grateful for all the work that those people do to allow drivers to get out of a car and think, oh, that was no big deal. I went upside down, hit a wall.
Yeah, when he says it out loud like that. Yeah, really. You think about it. Dustin, we appreciate you spending some time with us this morning.
Can I ask him a question before we leave? Go ahead. All right, real quick here, because this is actually for both of you. You know, Dustin, we do this insignificant information we drive throughout the show. So today was the
there
day.
There you go.
So today was the day that Bill Elliott got his $1 million bonus back in 85.
Winning
three of the four. Mm-hmm. Here's my question. He won the Daytona 500 that year. Mm-hmm. He won the Winston 500, and he won the Southern 500.
Yeah.
I don't know what that fourth race was that would have made the Grand Slam, if you will. He said because he won three of the four big races.
Yeah.
What's that fourth race? And again, this is 85, so I don't even know if they still have it.
85, so okay. Wait, so he won. What were the three he won again? Give me that.
He won the Daytona 500.
He won the Daytona.
Winston 500, and he won the
Talladega.
And he won the Southern 500.
The fourth one would have been the Coca-Cola 600 at Charlotte Motor Speedway.
Gotcha. Okay.
How was that, darling?
You were.
I was there
that year.
Somewhere in my deep, dark, recessive things, I have $1 million bill. They
what?
Put some things through the air with his face on it, and I think they had his last name misspelled. But you gotta get them.
No, I was actually.
Hey, come on, Sam. You gotta post a picture of that one.
You can't put that out there and not find it.
I was actually there. That's my one trip to Darlington.
Hey, Dustin. Listen, as always, we thank you, buddy, and we'll be talking to you soon.
Thanks, Dustin.
All right, hey, thanks a lot, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good one.
There you go. Right. Dustin Long, NBC. Yeah, man, they had that stat up that he won three of them, but I didn't know what the fourth race was.
I was there.
Hmm.
Million dollar bills, and it was like fake dollar bills with his picture on him. And the way he was winning at the time, they felt like he was probably going to win that race. And the bills were flying through the air.
I was
up there with Bill Hartman. And matter of fact, on the flight coming back, it was like a private thing. Bill actually flew for a little while, and I was horrified.
What?
Yeah, the pilot actually let him. He's like, "Can I try that?" And he got let it.
What? He had one of them drinks like at the U.S. Open?
No. Why would he
let him fly the plane?
Hey, Billy, he's a responsible person. He wasn't going to do anything bad. I was like, "Well, too crazy about that." But yeah, what's that, darling?
Today was the day that Sammy Sosa hit the longest home run in Turner Field history. On this day, Cubs beat the Braves, but Sammy hit one off of an old Chicago Cub, Greg Maddux.
Wow.
Dead center field, 471 feet. Sammy Sosa off of
Greg Maddux. Now, I saw him park one in the plaza in the home run derby at the All-Star game.
Yeah. Huh?
He was in the home run derby then, and he parked one in the. If you think about the plaza,
okay,
at Old Turner Field, that's right.
He put one there.
Yeah.
Well, they were on steroids. It don't matter. He got that Herman mustard juice going. That don't count.
I'm just saying.
Yeah. Anyway, JR, our buddy's up next.
Oh yeah,
Mr. GQ, Mr. making the girls wait in the knees. He's coming up next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Up. You can be any Sports Radio 92.9 game 9 day 2 9 game.com on this nothing comes easy. It takes day before much practice, like the last day of summer on this Sunday morning. I ain't asked you in a while, man. How you doing?
All right.
Yeah,
man.
You all right there?
Hey.
Ain't going there, pal. I ain't asked Noelle either. How she doing? A guy who spends a lot of time up in New York. Hopefully we will have his perspective on a number of things during this segment because we don't ever know exactly where to go with JR. Friend of the show, a neighbor, right? He right around the corner. And, you know, we're going to leave him, let him decide where we go first. But first of all, as always, JR, thank you for getting up from JR Sports Brief.
Morning.
You can hear on Infinity Sports from 6 until 10, correct? I get it right?
That's right. You got it. You got it. We are neighbors. You're right. And I've been up a long time. I've been up for quite a few hours, so it feels like afternoon to me.
So here's what we do with you, because, again, I thought of a couple things. Sam thought of a couple things we could talk about. We'll let you decide where you want to go first, whether it's college football, the Falcons, Braves, and your love of Olympics / Special Olympics / we know Paralympics are going on right now. So wherever you would like to touch first, the floor is yours. And we'll be right there
with
you.
Well, man, I wish I was in Paris. I tell you that much right now. I wish I was in
Paris. What did I say, Sam?
No, you said he was there.
That's what I thought.
You mean he's not there?
No, I was surprised that JR was not there, man. And I know Special Olympics your thing, but listen, this all sort of works together. You know, athletes with special needs, that's in your wheelhouse. I love that, too. And was there an opportunity for you to get over there or, you know, just be a part of what's going on?
Not for this year. Like I said, I'd have loved to have been in Paris right now and supporting all the Paralympics and everybody going on. But I'm here in Georgia waiting on a football season like everybody else, watching everything going on between Tech and good to see, the Bulldogs get started yesterday. Everything is good, man. I'm just waiting to see what the Falcons do. I expect a good 10-plus wins.
Uh-oh.
Oh, yeah. Look at this. He threw that out there with a number, folks. Spend the time on the wayfort.com hotline with JR Sports Brief. He is social. You can find him at JR Sports Brief, at JR Sports Brief. Man, follow him. He's got all kind of stuff happening. Now, let's talk about the college football game a little bit because, you know, we saw Georgia Tech get the win over Florida State, you know, last week. To me, the story is at Georgia Tech is, yeah, they worked the transfer portal, but they retained a lot of guys. You know, from last season, are we seeing an importance on that? A lot of people are moving around, and teams are like got so much new. Florida State, I think, can still be a great team this season. It's just too early, and we kind of saw that I think the other night with Colorado. You know, they had a North Dakota State team that almost came and took their lunch money. But because there's so much, you know, change with the team, it takes a minute for that to take place. And if you go up against a tough opponent, opening up. It has their identity. They know who they are. It could end up being a rough night for you.
Yeah, I mean, we see now. I mean, college football right now might as well be the off season might as well be free agency when it comes down to the off season. And so when you have the ability to pull and grab folk out of the transfer portal, it can be a gift or a curse. I mean, we see it with Clemson. Dabo Swinney has been slow to really embrace the transfer portal. He's going to have to catch up with the times before he get left behind. And, to see Tech be able to, kind of grow last season into this year is a good thing. And I think it's all about momentum. If you got momentum and you got a reputation, I think you can grow. Obviously, now the players, they want to make money. They want to know where the money coming from. But if they have an opportunity, they're going to grow. So I think Tech is in a good spot right now to be able to continue to grow. I mean, they have positive momentum on their side right now.
And when you talk about the national powers in college football, does it begin and end over there in Athens for you?
I think it does. I think here in Athens and then also Ohio State, those are the top two teams that I look at. And it's really about the talent. It's about the power, and it goes back to momentum. I think if you can bring in players and if you can be attractive and you can say, hey, you can make money and win a championship, I think that's what pulled folks in. I mean, Carson Beck, to be able to continue what he's doing, he's going to be one of the top QBs that's taken in the draft next year. That's positive momentum, and I expect the Bulldogs to continue on. I mean, we know they're going to make the playoffs, and so we just got to wait to see what happens come January.
Yep, it could be playing. You know, the season could begin in the building downtown. It could end in the building downtown, folks. We're spending time with JR Sport Brief. All right, we talked some college football with you. Next week, National Football League kicks off. And as I described it earlier, the Atlanta Falcons are going to be kind of a little bit like a box of Cracker Jacks. We haven't seen any of the core of this team on the field in a game this preseason. We're going to see how that rolls out against Pittsburgh. They got their own quandary as far as quarterback position goes.
Yeah, they do. I mean, we know Russell Wilson is going to get the start. It's going to be interesting to see what Fields out of Kennesaw do. Back home, we know they're going to have some packages for him. It's just a matter of how much we see Fields, out on that grass at Mercedes-Benz. But the fact is, it's going to be a massive disappointment if the Falcons don't walk away with a victory to start the season. I mean, there's so much momentum behind the team with the new additions. There's no more who's the QB and who's on defense. I mean, they brought in so much talent. There has to be a W. I expect a W next week, down at the Benz. The Falcons should be in store for a good season. They should win the division and go to the playoffs. And, I mean, we should just see what happens after that.
Those additions they made on defense, kind of like weighing in your summation?
Absolutely. I mean, absolutely. You think about bringing in Simmons and, it used to be Grady Jarrett. And then what help does Grady have? And then you move into the defensive backs, into the next level. You go, hey, what type of help is that? And we know Terrell, he just got his contract. And they bring in Simmons. And then you bring in Judon, somebody who hopefully, especially in a contract year, you want to tell me that man looking for the money is not going to get more than 10 sacks? I mean, This is what the Falcons have needed for a long time. So the defense, the offense, they should definitely make some moves.
All right, JR, listen, we're going to make you put on another hat and talk about these Braves. As we get ready for playoffs right around the corner, entering into September, I don't know how much you've been watching this team, but how are you feeling about these guys? They sit right now in the last position as far as wild card. All things being equal, and if they stay healthy with this patchwork mash unit that they got going on, how do you feel about them entering the playoffs?
Well, everything is all about health, and Major League Baseball playoffs is so crazy. Everything really boils down to who's going to go on a run by the time you get to the end of September into October. And I mean, who would have thought last year that we would have seen the Rangers and the Diamondbacks? Nobody. And then even those two teams, they've gone on their runs up and down throughout the season. Diamondbacks pretty hot right now. But then when you think about the Braves, as you said, it's all about health. I mean, it's folks going down and people coming up. But I'll tell you, when I think about the postseason, I want to say, hey, who do you have to throw on that mound coming out the gate? And Chris Sale has been absolutely amazing as a reclamation project. And so if they can get the bats healthy, we know Riley is out right now, and what his status looks like in another month or 2 months is to be seen. But everybody got a chance when you get into the postseason. And the first thing is, who can you put on that mound to help hold you down? And the Braves certainly have it.
Look and see what happens with that. I mean, they got Philadelphia, another game with them tonight. Trying to reel them in, though, that's the one thing you watch for, is the pitching with this team. And you mentioned Chris Sale and what he did. That's the thing they lost early on. And you wonder why that's, because once you get to the playoffs, it comes down to the pitching. They're facing Aaron Nola tonight. You know what you're going to get with him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, it's going to be tough. There's nothing easy. You think about the whole NL. I mean, even if we go out to California, I mean, the Dodgers, their pitching staff has been patchwork, I feel like, for the past 2 years. Mm-hmm. They got a guy they paying $700 million in Ohtani. He can't even go out there and throw the ball right now. He's just doing everything with his bat right now.
And so, his legs too.
Oh my goodness. 43 right now?
Yeah. Listen, that was my story of the summer, JR. We kind of went over, Sam and I earlier talked about, now that it's, getting in the fall, what is your takeaway from the summer as far as sports? And for me, the Olympics are an easy one. That's low-hanging fruit. But I'm talking about as a player, what we're watching right now, I don't know that I want to put it in the same category with Deion and Bo, but they took away one of the things that made this dude an all-star as far as pitching, and yet he's still making people's mouths go open this year with what he's done running-wise and still at the plate.
Well, I mean, Ohtani, he got more gas in the tank. He don't got to throw that ball now.
Yeah, and he's the best. So I'm just saying, that's been an amazing summer for me. And I'm looking forward to the youth that the NBA is going to put on display next year.
The youth and what? Youth like who?
Like the young players that we saw. Anthony Edwards, you got Ja Morant coming back.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So those guys who got a little bit of exposure this year, but yet, you still had the Giants still there. And by the way, congratulations to Seth Curry's agent. $63 million for 1 year.
He's gonna be 39 years old. He's gonna be 39 years old making that 62.
I mean, really? Wow. And he would have got more, but there's a rule in it. If you are gonna be 38 in the period in which your contract lands, you can only do 1 year deals. So they assigned him for four.
You can't be old.
So anyway, JR, listen, we're not done with you. We got to get you back here more often, buddy. But we can't thank you enough on this holiday weekend for getting up and joining us.
Always great catching up, man.
Always a pleasure. You guys have a great Sunday. Thank you so much.
There you go. JR Sports Brief. Catch it. It is in Affinity Sports. You can catch it from 6 until 10 p.m. nightly right around here. Plus, if you see him in video, he's pretty attractive. The ladies like him a lot. So what are you going to say? We're going to wrap things up before we turn things over to John Fricke, top of the hour. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And take us with you in the Odyssey app. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg. Take us with you on the Odyssey app. It is the first day of September. Tomorrow, officially Labor Day. This holiday weekend, we can't thank you enough for letting Sam and I be a part of your holiday weekend, along with Noel. And by the way, Sam, Noel is playing right now her favorite theme show opening.
Okay.
She's doing it for a reason. I was trying to figure out, I thought I knew who that was. Where was that from, Noel?
That is Growing Pains.
I didn't watch Growing Pains. But that's your favorite? Okay.
It's one of.
All right. You got a favorite? And I'm asking for a reason, because this weekend I settled on a thought that I'd had. And this weekend it was solidified, especially when I saw the new opening. For me, it ain't even close. Right now, ESPN's College Game Day has the best opening. Period.
Okay.
Just period. From the music to the people singing the song to the highlights that they incorporate. There's certain people, there's certain companies that know how to do a show, a TV show. Like the NFL, they know how to put on a TV show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for something like this, when they do it right, ESPN does it great. And so I'm looking at this opening, from top to bottom. It is now, for me, the best TV show opening out there. So I was just curious to ask you guys what you thought. And so we got Noel's. And
for me, it was odd yesterday to hear the CBS college football theme.
Yeah.
And seeing Ohio State run out onto the field. That was just different for me.
Yeah.
You know, I was like, whoa, yeah, it's actually changed. It's Big Ten. And,
yeah.
And hearing Brad Nessler's voice, and then you're like, okay.
Well, that, you know, that must have been the same thing when that, because I didn't know, you actually informed me that this was the case, that John Tesh NBC theme.
Yeah.
Was used by other people when the NBA went away on NBC.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of the same effect.
Yeah.
When you'd hear it, game.
But this stays with CBS now.
Yeah, but it wasn't on NBC, was it?
Well, I'm talking about the college football thing.
And I'm telling you, the one that they used when NBC had basketball.
Basketball had the NBA.
Somebody else took it.
Yeah, the FS1 used it for college.
Yeah, so to see it on FS1 was different than waiting for Marv to come on.
Yeah.
And the czar.
And the czar.
and everybody else.
Oh, the telestrator.
So, yeah, that's kind of one of those same things. But yeah, speaking of music, Rock and Roll Hall of Fame opened on this date.
Really?
Opened on this date in Cleveland.
You been?
No.
Why not?
You
got something against Cleveland?
I had something against the guy who was putting people in there, along with a lot of other people.
What you got against Cleveland? You won't go to Cleveland.
You didn't hear what I just said. What? I said I got nothing to do with Cleveland. It had to do with the dude who was putting people in there, who was making the decision who to put in. How are you going to have a Rock and Roll Hall of Fame for nearly 20 years and not put Kiss in? He had a personal beef with Gene Simmons, the Jan Warmer. I talked about this before. That dude who ran Rolling Stone magazine. It was you were either in his clique or not. And if you were out of his clique, I'll give you a sports example. Steve Carlton. The writers who kept Steve Carlton out for all those years because he wouldn't talk to him.
How long did it keep him out?
Remember, the word was that they kept him out for a little bit. He wasn't right in after 5 years.
I don't know how long they kept him out.
Well, they kept him out for more than 5 years.
It wasn't long, though.
Well, he should have been in four, right, given his career.
His numbers are undeniable.
But you knew
what they thought of him.
But you knew that there was a beef between the writers and Steve Carlton because he didn't talk to them.
It's baseball writers, period.
Exactly.
You can still talk to them. They're not going to vote you in unanimously.
Well, I ain't talking about that. I'm talking about keeping him out.
You know,
Eddie Murray was another one of those dudes who didn't talk to him.
Right. But I'm just saying, that's the baseball writers. They always...
Well, that's
they always got that happening.
That was my problem with the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. That you kept people. There were people who were left out. There are people still not in there.
But you know what? You don't promise. But so you're gonna punish the people who are in by not going and saluting them?
Why am I punishing them by not going? I'm just taking a stance. I can still watch the TV show. I ain't got to go travel to Cleveland.
Yeah.
And I got a problem with some of the people in there who don't deserve to get in there. And there's some. How you got one hit and you make it in there? Wipeout.
That's some people win one game and they make
the Hall of Fame.
Joe,
make that excuse.
Joe Namath.
Joe. Okay. That.
Yeah.
I got two comebacks for the Joe Namath argument.
Yannick Noah won French Open.
Is he a tennis Hall of Famer?
Very much.
Okay. He must have done some other stuff.
I'm just saying.
It's the timing of when you win. Yeah, Joe brought on the merger, and that win, the guarantee. There was stuff behind that one. But,
there's
a body of people who aren't in were made to wait because of one dude who had a beef with them for whatever the reason.
Yeah.
And you asked me why. I ain't going. That's the reason why, because the credibility wasn't there.
You sound like me in sports writers, Greg.
There you go. All right. So, Noelle, she agrees with me.
Coming up today, your Atlanta Dream will play later today, 7 o'clock. They're out on 7 o'clock our time out in L.A. against the Sparks. We hope that they will get a win. Also this evening, our Braves will be playing against the Philadelphia Phillies, hoping to get a win in that series as well, Aaron Nola starting for the Phillies is going to be rather difficult. Out at East Lake, they have a little garden party out there in case you hadn't noticed. The Tour Championship will wrap up today. Scottie Scheffler is 18 holes away from $25 million. He has a five-shot lead. Tees off the day at 105. So if you're going out, they're kind of scheduling this thing to do what they wanted to do. They want it to take place before the NFL got going.
Mm-hmm.
So on this Sunday where there's no NFL football, they're handing out big, big, massive paychecks over at East Lake today. Of course, NASCAR rolls at 6 o'clock tonight. They're at Darlington, and see how they get that last race before the playoffs. Playoffs come here next week. Tomorrow We will talk with Brandon Hutchinson from Atlanta Motor Speedway to find out what is in store for you if you go out to AMS next weekend to see the first race of the playoffs.
Barry Gibb. Was there a bigger name in music during the decade of the 70s? Barry and his brothers.
Yep, they're pretty big.
Happy birthday, Barry Gibb. It's his birthday today. He's a 9-iron away from being 80.
Yeah, and how about that?
He's real.
And people still loving him. People still loving him music.
And here's a woman whose career could have been a lot bigger, and she has admitted this. Did she not befriend and work with Richard Pryor? Lily Tomlin.
Okay.
Lily Tomlin, her and Richard Pryor were buddies. They did a lot of cutting-edge stuff early 70s before she got on after Laugh-In. But anyway, Lily's birthday today. Rocky Marciano, Conway Twitty. Like saying that name. Y'all remember, what you call it, Tybo? Remember Tybo?
Yeah.
Billy
Blanks. Billy Blanks,
is his birthday today. Happy birthday, Billy Blanks.
Made a lot of money off them tapes.
One of the greatest names in the NFL, Hardy Nickerson.
Yep.
Played for, Hall of Fame? Played for Tampa Bay. Here's a couple guys, speaking of Hall of Famers, crazy enough, same birthday, a year apart, and yet both got in with the same team. Zach Thomas and Jason Taylor.
Yeah.
Both having a birthday today. And both those guys playing, like I said, playing for the Dolphins. I'm sure there's a couple answers here, but this birthday person is considered to have the best crossover the NBA saw when he played. Now, she screamed. I heard her from the other side of the glass. She didn't even have her mic on. And Noel yelled. Go ahead. Now, say it again there on the air. The best crossover in the NBA. See if this is the person who's celebrating a birthday today.
It's got to be the glove, Gary Payton.
Ooh, no.
No.
He's not known for his crossover. He's known AI? For his defense.
Nope.
Before AI. Little bit before AI. Or in contemporary of AI.
Penny?
No.
Okay, I'm lost.
It's unfortunate because this is really what he was known for as opposed to being the great player. Tim Hardaway.
You know what? You're right. Because I always wondered why Timmy Jr. didn't have the crossover when he was here. He
had Tim Hardaway. Happy birthday, Tim Hardaway. And Zendaya. 28 years old today. She's in a movie of mine called Spider-Man.
Yeah, movie of yours.
And on this day, and Noel's going to play some as we leave, Bart Giamatti passed on this day, but also 1 year ago today, we lost Jimmy Buffett.
Yeah.
So we're going to throw a little of that as we get on out of here. All right, man, as far as this upcoming weekend, now we're going to be back here tomorrow.
We're back tomorrow.
We got the NFL starting on Thursday night. We're going to have that game for you, by the way. If you can get in front of a TV Thursday night, we have got Baltimore at Kansas City. Pre-game 7:30, kick at 8:15. Friday, we got Green Bay, Philadelphia. That's going to be down on our cool station, WAOK. Pre-game 7:30, kick at 8.
Because Friday night at 7 o'clock, we're going to have Scoreboard Show.
Yeah, that's right. You sent in the NFL down at WAOK. That's how much they love you around here. you are bumping the NFL down to WAOK. And then next weekend, we have got all college football for you, starting at 11:30. Got Texas at Michigan, Iowa State at Iowa, Colorado at Nebraska. All games heard right here. And then, of course, on Sunday, Falcons at Pittsburgh, followed by the Rams at Detroit.
We're going to have the Colorado game on.
We got the Colorado game on.
Ooh.
Yeah, man. And then we got Monday night game. We got Jets at San Francisco. So we got you covered. Rats here. You know, one of those teams, as far as the NFL, is one of the teams I mentioned for the Super Bowl.
One of them?
One of them.
Okay.
And if you figured nobody, not picking anybody out of the AFC until somebody knocks off Patrick Mahomes. So Kansas City's one of them. But if I had to gravitate toward a team right now, everybody staying healthy, the sexy pick is up there in the Motor City. How you feeling about that?
Yeah, they can come back and, you know, and reproduce what they did last year. We'll see. It took them long enough.
Yeah, it did. And there's still some teams looking for that blueprint. But you just got to get a guy who bites somebody's kneecaps off, and then you start to win. It is Sam and Greg. We want to thank you again for letting us be a part of your Sunday morning. We'll be back tomorrow on Labor Day. Want to thank Noelle. Thank you for everything that she's contributed.
Noelle.
She'll be with us tomorrow. Mr. John Fricke is up next. Enjoy your Sunday. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. And take us with you in the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!